The sectarian conflict in Iraq has taken another dramatic turn, with Iraqi Kurdish forces moving into the northern city of Kirkuk. The Kurds have long coveted the city as part of their own bid for an independent state. Now they're capitalising on the security vacuum left by the Iraqi military. Violent jihadists are vowing to continue their rampage across the country. They're threatening to attack Baghdad and even the holy Shia cities of Karbala and Najaf. Middle East correspondent Hayden Cooper reports.
In conquered Mosul, an ISIS fighter stands on the back of a truck and whips up a fervent crowd of supporters. The insurgents remain in control and they've issued strict new rules for the population to live by. Pray at the mosque 5 times a day, no alcohol, no cigarettes, women must be fully covered and only go outside if necessary. Thousands of residents are still escaping. The situation is quiet and armed militants are deployed everywhere, this refugee says. There was a cooperation between them and the people, but it's out of fear. After capturing Mosul and Tikrit, an ISIS audio recording now urges the fighters on to the capital. March to Baghdad, the Baghdad of the Caliphate, the ISIS spokesman says. We have a score to settle. The capitulation of the Iraqi military in the face of such threats has been stunning. In one video posted online, thousands of soldiers near Tikrit are paraded through the streets by their ISIS captors. In another, blindfolded Iraqi soldiers are led through a dark room. These are the soldiers of Maliki, the cameraman says. Now they're our prisoners. Move, you dogs. Today, ISIS forces have been involved in more fighting closer to Baghdad. But the unanswered question is, how far will they push? Will they go on to the capital or target Shia holy sites in Karbala, Najaf or Samarra? If they do, they'll risk a major fight with Shia militias, the Iraqi military and even Shia Iran. As the military retreated, the Kurdish Peshmerga forces moved in to fill the vacuum in the city of Kirkuk, vowing to keep the insurgents out. They may well stay there. Further south in Baghdad, the dysfunctional and fragmented Iraqi parliament couldn't even muster a quorum to discuss this disastrous disintegration of a nation. This is Hayden Cooper reporting for AM.